Nekkerset.
Dankjewel bij Lange Dodentocht. Veel plezier bij Erf met de Nekkers.
See, I thought you and your friend Lamont Cranston were onto me last night when you went searching for Gloria Kingsley's body.
Then it was you who stole it, not Max Merkel.
No, Miss Lane. We both had a hand in the theft of the body, but unfortunately, Max had a violent dislike for partners, so there was nothing I could do but cure him of that dislike permanently.
But why do you keep this head?
Because locked in it is the solution to the mystery of the deaths of both Gustav Matley, my deceased client, and Gloria Kingsley. You see, the brain is burnt to ashes.
Why are you telling me all this?
Because you're going to die too, Miss Lane.
No.
Oh, yes. This is quite painless.
No.
Just an unpleasant, burning sensation in your brain.
No! No!
The door locks automatically, Miss Lane. You can't escape.
No.
Now for my machine and my little ray of death. No. You see, you can't escape. My ray can penetrate brick and steel.
Oh.
It can kill up to a distance of 300 feet. That's how I was able to kill Gustav Matley and Gloria Kingsley from my house. My ray was trained on the desk chair in the study of Matley's home. When the phone rang, I knew that whoever answered it would then be sitting in that chair. Simple?
Not simple enough for you to escape punishment for your crimes, Arnold Fantas.
Shadow.
Who said that? Where is that voice?
Right beside you, Arnold Fantas. The voice you hear is the voice of the Shadow.
The Shadow?
So, you murdered your good friend Gustav Matley to keep him from discovering that you had falsified his will, so as to leave everything to you.
Yes, Shadow.
And in attempting to murder his son, you killed Gloria Kingsley.
Yes, now you know.
You couldn't have defended young Matley in a court of law, Fantas, and you know it. You were disbarred for illegal practices years ago.
So, you know all my secrets, Shadow.
Did you believe that you could escape paying for your crimes?
Yes, Shadow, because only you and Miss Lane here know my secret, and you're both going to die. There. Now my death ray is ready. I can't see you, Shadow, but my ray can find you. It doesn't have to see.
Prentice.
I'm going to turn it slowly and spray the room with it. Nothing can live in its path. It burns internally.
Shadow, stop him.
Nothing, no power can stop me now, Miss Lane. There. Now, slow, slow, every part of the room.
Shadow, it's pointing toward me. Shadow,
Fainted, Miss Lane. No matter, we will come back for you later. First, I must deal with the Shadow. Why don't you speak to me, Shadow? Is it possible that you're already dead? Ah, that's it. I've killed the Shadow. Now to finish off my little job. Miss Lane must feel the deadly ray, and then I'm free. The machine, it's...
Yes, Fantas, your diabolical machine is destroyed. You've reached the end of your road of crime. That everlasting sleep, that bourne from which no traveler ever returns, that eternal rest, called death. How often men have attempted to close the mouth of the accuser, seal their lips forever. And how often they have failed. For dead men, in spite of the legend, do tell. Yes, they speak and point with a bony, fleshless finger at their murderers.
In just a moment, we'll bring you a special feature of America at War. But first, we present John Barclay, Blue Coal's home heating expert. Mr. Barclay.
Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I get around quite a bit and talk over heating questions with a lot of homeowners and coal dealers, too. And strange to say, I find that many people have the mistaken idea that they can save money by skimping on coal when refueling the fire. They throw a few shovels of coal on and let it go at that. Well, folks, this is just plain waste. Besides that, a thin, shallow fire burns out faster, goes out easily, and causes many unnecessary trips to the cellar. Now, there's no great trick to refueling the fire, but for the greatest economy, there's a right way to do it. And it's the easy way, too. So if you're not sure, call your neighborhood blue coal dealer. He'll gladly send his John Barclay serviceman around to set you right. This man can tell you how to get the most heating comfort at the lowest fuel cost and with the least attention. Remember, your friendly blue coal dealer offers this service free. Use it. It'll save you plenty of time, trouble, and money. Thank you.
The Shadow program is based on a story copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications. The characters' names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. In the South Pacific today, American soldiers are fighting desperately against overwhelming odds. They're making every shot count. Picture an American sniper at work.
There's one of them. Watch this now. Easy does it. Perfect. Here comes another one.
You can do your bit right here at home. You can help put bullets in that gun. You can help build warships and planes and tanks and all the material of war to help those soldiers who are out on the battle line right this minute. Buy United States bonds and stamps regularly, every week. Make a budget for bonds. That's how you can help show the Axis gangsters that for nations, justice for individuals...
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, your friendly blue coal dealer brings you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. Be sure to listen. And be sure to phone your neighborhood blue coal dealer for greater heating comfort at less cost. Remember... keep the home fires burning with blue coal. This story was produced by the DL&W Coal Company, distributors of blue coal. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Hausi, weißt du, wo das Schwert ist? Check, check. Check, check, check. Yeah. Yeah. Everything louder. Only vocals louder, vocals.
Da zerrt doch was.
Here. On the left side, more on the
Alle ready? Ja, gut. Ja, ich sag mir das.
Thanks for coming.
Where will I dream?
Thank you very much. Our first time in Amsterdam. Very nice. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for supporting small underground bands, small venues. We are Eremit from Germany. We are a fantasy, doom, ultra fantasy band. We got a 400-page novel, if you want to dig into the lore of the band. But you can also just enjoy some fog and some riffs. I will tune this guitar for a moment. Thanks for Dodentocht. I hope this is the slightly right pronunciation. We are happy to tour with Nikos. And we will. This was quarter of a song. Half a song.
Quarter.
We just played the quarter of the opening track of our last full length, which is available as a quadruple vinyl at the merch booth. Thanks for the food. Thanks for coming again. We will play one full song now.
I guess my fog machine stopped working, so sorry for so little fog.
Restore. Yeah.